Take your Bible this morning and turn to Job chapter number 6. Job chapter 6. If you will, make sure your cell phone is turned off so it does not interrupt our service. And then if you must step out toward the back. Let's not use this front door here. Job chapter 6. Once you arrive at Job chapter 6, I want you to find verse number 1. Job chapter 6, verse number 1. Once you find it, stand with me if you will, please. Job chapter 6. Starting with verse 1, I'll read out loud. You can follow along silently, and we're going to read through verse number 8. The Bible says, "But Job answered and said, Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together, for now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass, or loweth the ox over his fodder? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The thing that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for." Those last few words, it says, "and that God would grant me the thing that I long for." Remain standing for just a second. Let me tell you a little story. I've been really working hard at watching what I eat. And I can watch an awful lot of stuff as I eat it. But I have. I've been trying to take off a few extra pounds. We went on vacation. Terrible time. Terrible time to be dieting, if you will, when you're on vacation. Well, my first day of vacation came, and I worked really hard, and I didn't eat. But I got to tell you, at the end of the week, I'd promised the entire family I was going to take them to this buffet. And it was a seafood buffet. And all the crab and everything that you could ever want. And I have to tell you, on Monday, I was dying. I couldn't wait till Friday night came. And on Tuesday, I thought I was going to die. And then Wednesday came, and I mean, my stomach is growling loud enough to scare a child. And I was so hungry. I wanted so bad to get to that buffet. And I have to tell you, I mean, I thought about it when I'd wake up in the morning. I'd think about it at lunch. I'd think about it at night. I was like a kid on Christmas Day. When the day came, we were going to the buffet. I told myself if I would control myself all week long at the buffet, I would go ahead and eat. It is what I longed for. You ever want something and look forward to it, and it just takes over your thinking, and it becomes a part of you? That's exactly what happened. I longed for it. David said this, "Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for." I call the sermon this morning, "The Thing That I Long For." The thing that I long for. Father, bless us with thy presence, please. Do a work in this place that will help us to do right with our lives. Bless the scripture and the one that will attempt to deliver it, and deliver it in your way, please. Holy Spirit of God, do a work, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there, if you will. I have a question for you this morning. What is that thing that you long for? I looked up. Now, I think God gave us an English Bible. We have the King James Bible. I think it is more than adequate for us to understand. I will use a Greek or a Hebrew Bible, and I use it like a dictionary. You might like a little microscope to look at things. I looked up the word long. That word that Job said here, the thing that I long for. I looked up the word longing. And I wanted to understand it the way that Job would have used it. It's a word, tikvah, it won't matter to you, but it means to desire something. It means to desire something with a cord of desire and pull it into you. Then I got to thinking about the things that I long for, that I desire. And I told my wife I was going to ask her to help me with something. So I'm going to have my wife come up here for a second. The definition of the word long, it is a cord of desire, And it actually, so you all understand, Job was a farmer. And Job longed for something. And that word long there, in its definition, it has to do with a cord. As you can see, I've got a cord up here. A cord, and it actually means you lasso something and you pull it in to yourself. So I was thinking about the things that I desire. And I couldn't bring a piece of pie up here, so I brought my wife up here. And there's a lasso on the end of this thing. So to long for something, I'm going to take the cord and I'm going to lasso it and pull it in to me. Then in all actuality, she didn't know this, I'm going to virtually, I make it a part of me. I long for it, so I lassoed it, and we're going to do this one more time. So if you long for something, according to Job, it's something that's out there, you reach for it, you lasso it, you pull it into yourself, and then you virtually tie yourself to it, or it to you, and it becomes a part of you. Good. Okay, I'm done using you as an illustration. Thank you. Job said, I wish God would give me what I desire. You know, we all long for different things. Now, the problem is, we long for things to satisfy, and too many times we let the devil throw things at us or make things available for us to reach out looking for satisfaction from those things. The drunkard will reach out to the liquor hoping to find satisfaction. He wants it. He lassos it. He pulls it in. And he makes it a part of him. But that doesn't turn out so well. You know how the devil's a liar. Drugs. The devil make drugs available to us. And so we think, I'll get high. I'll smoke dope. I'll take the drugs. And we lasso it. We pull it into ourselves. And then we make it a part of us. But again, it satisfies, but for a moment. And then there's catastrophe on the other end of it. Same as the booze and the drinking. Fame. Fame is that way. Someone thinks if I become famous, that will satisfy. But it doesn't. There's a moment of fame that they get out of whatever they do, that moment of popularity, and then it all flees away. But they pull that into them, and they try to make it a part of themselves. Wealth can be that way. If you let wealth get out of hand, you think, oh, wealth will make me happy. Wealth will be satisfying. And you pull it in, and you get it, and then you find out, hey, did you know money doesn't make anybody happy? Money doesn't make you happy, and if it did, take $5 out, stick it up your nose, and see if you smile a lot. You're not money itself is not going to satisfy you. It's not going to meet the needs of your emotional life. All the self-gratifications and the possessions and success, the physical relationship, and I certainly always want to be appropriate when there are single people and young people, but the term sex, people think, well, sex will satisfy. Sex will give a moment of satisfaction, but it will not satisfy the entire life. And especially if you reach out and take it when you shouldn't be taking it, and you take things that don't belong to you, and you think that will satisfy. It'll satisfy, but just for a moment. And then it'll fly away, and the satisfaction is not, it's not a long satisfaction. But every human being longs for different things. Let me tell you something. The real satisfaction we all are looking for can be found in God and in the things of God. God can satisfy the longings of your soul. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse number 9, for he satisfieth the longing soul. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. So you all know the human race is looking for something. That something that they're looking for, the devil comes along and tries to give you all sorts of options. And those options never turn out best. They never turn out right. They never turn out for true happiness and peace and joy. But what we're looking for can be found in Jesus Christ. It can be found in the gospel. It can be found in the way we ought to live according to the Bible. God can fill the voids in your life, and he can bring that satisfaction. If we would all realize, when you long for something, you better watch. You better figure out what you're about to lasso and pull into yourself. When you pull in the drugs, when you pull in the alcohol, when you pull in the misbehavior morally, when you pull in all those things and you try to make them a part of you, they have the potential, they have the ability to destroy you. They will not satisfy. People say that cigarettes satisfy. Then why do you have to have so many of them in a pack? And then why do you have to go from one to another, to another, to another, to another, to another? And then you buy a pack, and then another pack, and another pack. Doesn't sound like satisfaction to me. And so we get this idea, though. The devil comes along and says, let me give you something to satisfy. And usually he makes your situation worse. He makes it worse for you, and it doesn't turn out as well. David said this. Job said, oh, that I might have my request and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Stay with me now. Let me show you. I looked for this thing, this longing, this lassoing, pulling it in, making it a part of you. I look for that word long. And the psalmist shows us over and over again the things that you and I ought to long for. And the question again today is this: for what do you long? What do you long for? What is it you're chasing after? What is it you're trying to lasso and pull into yourself thinking it's going to give you satisfaction? Let me show you with the Bible, and let me show you in the Psalms what we ought to long for. Number one, David longed for God. He longed for God. Psalm chapter 63, verse number 1, it says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Here, the psalmist said, I am thirsty for God. I want to lasso God, pull him into myself, and just make him a part of me. David compares it to being thirsty. He said, I thirst for thee. I need, and have you ever been really thirsty? You ever been real thirsty where they call it cotton mouth, and your body is just craving water, and you can't wait to get a big old gulp of that nice cold water? David said, I thirsted for God that way, or I longed for God. Now, I want you to stop and ask yourself this question. Do you long for God? Can I tell you how many people in this room, you're unsatisfied, you're not happy in life, you're not finding what you want, you're sad, you're depressed, you wonder what life's all about? Well, let me ask you this. Do you long for the right things? David longed for God. David wanted God. And let me make something very clear to you. You can want whatever you want. You can choose what to want. Now, you're choosing to want something. Somebody in here, your passion is clothes. But clothes don't make you happy. They do for a moment. Then you find out your girlfriend got the same dress. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you want satisfaction in life, you better want the right things. And if you'll want the right things, once you lasso them and bring them into you, you will find the satisfaction you're looking for. You say, well, preacher, what should I want? You ought to want God. And I know that's so simple. How much simpler of a statement could a pastor make? But to say you ought to want God. But folks, the reason why so many of you, you're dissatisfied in life, you can't find happiness, you don't know what life's all about, you're sad, you're depressed, you feel empty, you feel unaccomplished. I tell you what your problem is. You don't want God. If you wanted God, you could lasso God and you could bring God into your life and you would suddenly find a satisfaction. God is a void filler. He would fill that void in your life. David longed for God. His service to God was parched and he needed the showers of blessing. Look, I don't know why you came to church today, but I'll tell you who is going to get the most out of this church service today. Somebody, you came to church today because your friend came to church. And that's okay. Somebody, you came to church because your mom and dad made you come to church. Somebody, you came to church just because you promised somebody you would come to church. But do you know there's somebody sitting under the sound of my voice that came to church today because they wanted God. They came to be with God. I hate to break this to you. You were supposed to come today to be with God. So I want to come so I look good to some of my clients down at work. I've got news for you. You're supposed to show up to church because you want God. Do you want God? Hey, sir, do you want God? Ma'am, do you want God? Teenager, do you want God? What is it you want? If you want to want the right thing, you ought to want God. Want God. Long for God in your life. Do you long for God? Do you yearn for God? Do you ache for God? Are you addicted to God? I could not wait for the buffet. I was starved. I wanted it so bad. I was mad at my wife. You say, what about? Well, I'll tell you the story. She wanted to go shopping all day Friday. And I said, I'll set up the reservations for the buffet. She said, fine. I set them up. She called and made them later. Now, y'all, you look right up here, woman. Don't you ever do that again. I'm thinking I'm going to starve to death 6 straight days without nourishment. You know, protein bars only go so far. And I'm starving myself, and I set the reservation up to get to the buffet, and she said, that's way too early, honey. Let's make it later. And I'm thinking, I'm going to choke you. She called and made it later, and I'm going, I will die. I will die if I have to wait another hour and a half before I get that food. You ever feel like, I will die if I don't get to church and get to God? I will die if God does not meet with me. I've got to have something. And the world won't give you what you need. Only God can give you what you need. You ought to long for God. The thought that, listen, I was disappointed. I probably shouldn't say this. I went to a church and then they canceled their evening service. I was so disappointed. But I'll tell you something. You better stop and realize something. You need God. And whether you realize you need God or not, you need Him. And when you miss church, you're missing out on something that's very big. You need God. And don't you be arrogant and think you can do it without God, because you can't. And your absence from church is your arrogance making you think you can do it without Him. And you cannot. And you say, well, I'm already happy. Let me tell you what level of happiness you would have if you really sought God, if you longed for God, if you lassoed God and pulled Him into you. But David said, my flesh longeth for thee. Not only that, David longed for God's power. In Psalm 63, again, verse 1 and 2, it says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. David not only longed for God, he longed to see the power of God working in his life. He wanted that. David wanted the power of God to work in his life. Let me ask you something. Do you long for the power of God in your life? Here's what the average person wants. I want God to bless me financially, give me food and clothing, and that's it. God, just give me food, give me clothing, give me money. That's what I want from you, God. You ought to want the power of God in your life. That's where God uses you. God's doing something in your life. God's affecting eternity because of your life. David longed to see the power of God in his life. Let me explain it to you. You want your marriage fixed? For some of you, you're desperate for a marriage fix. Your marriage is a mess. Now, the congregation doesn't know it, and the pastor probably doesn't even know it. But your marriage is a mess. You know what you ought to do? You ought to long for the power of God in your life so that power can fix your marriage. You know, it takes supernatural power to fix those things like marriages and families. Do you long for God's power in your life? You say, Brother Owens, I want help. I want my kids. I want to rear them right. I want to teach them right. You better long for the power of God then. I hate to tell you this, but your personality will not be adequate in the rearing of your kids. You say, what do I need? You need the power of God in your life for the rearing of your kids. You can watch Dr. Phil all you want, and Dr. Phil is not going to give you what you need to rear your children according to the Word of God. What do you need? You need to long for the power of God. That power of God can help your marriage. That power of God can help you with your children. Some of you in your ministries around the church. Say, preacher, it's just not what I want it to be. And I want to see God bless, and I want to see God use me, and I want to see something great in my life. Then you better long for the power of God. You don't need, I don't need the power of Jeff Owens, and you don't need the power of Chris Edwards, and you don't need the power of Tyler McGirt. All of us need the power of God, and the power of God, if we would long for that, that would make a difference. We need to long for it in our friendships. Some of you at work, you know what you need? You need the power of God at work. You deal with some terrible situations. You go to work and you put up with all the junk that you put up with, and the God haters and those that don't care and those that would minimize Christ. You need the power of God when you go to work so you can survive it all. David longed for God. Then David longed for the power of God. Some of you need to ask the Spirit of God and that God's power rest upon you just for your Bible reading. Aren't you getting a little bit tired of glancing at your Bible, but feeling like you don't get anything out of it? You just read it out of routine. You know, if you'd get the Spirit of God involved in that, if you'd get the power of God in that, it would begin to change your life. The power of God, David longed for it. David longed for the presence of God. David longed for the power of God. Hey, but not only that, David longed for the house of God. For the house of God. In Psalm 84, verse number 2, David said, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. David said, I want to be in church. I want to be in church. When you're looking for a way to get out of church, David was looking for a way to get into church. While you're looking for excuses to stay home, David was looking for excuses not to stay home and to go to church. While you're looking for justifications for your lack of faithfulness, David was looking to be in church. David said, I feel faint when I'm away from church. I feel undernourished when I'm away from church. My heart cried out for church. I'll tell you something. You get a church service where God shows up. You get a church service where the power of God shows up, you'll find people wanting to come to church. Never been to a church and after you leave, you wonder why you went? You just wonder why you went. Why'd I even go? I would hate the thought that somebody would come to our church and wonder why they went. You'll either leave here happy or mad at me, one of the two, but you will leave with some emotion. And I'm not here to pacify you and pat you on the head and rub your belly and tell you everything's all right. I'm going to tell you the difference between right and wrong. And David longed for the house of God. His heart cried out for the church. He wanted to be at church. And that's how you ought to be. Let me tell you. Let me tell you if you're right with God or not. So you have to work. You have to work on Wednesday night. And you can't be here because you have to work. That ought to bother you. On Wednesday night, you ought to be saying, boy, I wish I was at church. Boy, I wish I was at church. So you had a flat tire and you couldn't make it to church on Sunday night. You ought to be going, boy, I wish I was at church. That shows you long for it. But if you're trying in your conscience to put it out of your mind so you don't have to think about it because you don't want to be bothered with the fact that you're not there, you're not right with God. You ought to long for church. Not seek reasons not to be there. David longed for the house of God. David longed for the power of God. David longed for the God of the power. But not only that, David longed for God's word. Psalm 119, verse 40, it says, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts." The word precepts there is God's word. Do you long for your Bible? I say this all the time. I will keep on saying this. But folks, we've got these things that are cell phones, and I think they're wonderful things. We've got our computers, and we've got our iPads. I'm going to tell you something. If some of you longed to read your Bible like you long to wake up in the morning and check your text, if you long for the reading of your Bible like you long to run to your email in the morning, your life would be changed for God. I dare you to change your life and check your Bible before you check your email. Check your Bible before you check your cell phone. I dare you to change your life and stop looking at the cell phone first thing and stop looking at your iPad first thing and look in your Bible first thing. I challenge you. I dare you to do it in your life. Can you do it? Do you love the Bible that much? Do you long for the Word of God? You ought to long for the Word of God. What is that longing? It's you see it, you desire it, you have a passion for it, and you lasso at it, and you pull it in, and you make it a part of you. Psalm 119, verse 131 says, "I openeth my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments." David said, just like a puppy that wanted to drink a water. You ever seen a dog, or you ever seen an animal that needs a drink, and they're going, you ought to long for the Word of God that way. You ought to long for church that way. You ought to long for the Spirit of God working in your life that way. You ought to long for God to be involved in your life and a closeness to God. I don't know about all of you. Maybe I'm just a little bit weird. I've been preaching and pastoring for a long time. But I remember when I was in your situation. I remember when I went to work. I got up in the morning and I went to work. I worked in machine shops. I was a machinist. I was a tool and die maker. I can remember getting up on Monday morning and working all day. I longed for the preaching of the Word of God. I longed for it. I wanted it. I looked forward to it. Do you long for the Word of God? Do you long for your Bible? Do you long to read it? Do you long to hear it preached? Do you long for it? Do you have a passion? Are you hungry for it? Do you feel starved for it? I carry my Bible to work. When I went to the public school, I did not get to go to a Christian school. When I went to the public school, I took my Bible to school with me. And I read my Bible at lunch, and I read my Bible at breaks. I long to be around the Word of God. I long to study my Sunday school lesson. I long for the Word of God to be involved in my life. Now, folks, let me tell you something. You want satisfaction. You're not going to find it in money. You want to know why people are unhappy? They long for the wrong things. They go after things that will not make them happy. I'll promise you this. Chase after God. He'll make you happy. Chase after the Spirit of God. That'll make you happy. Chase after the house of God. That'll make you happy. Lasso the Word of God. Pull it into you. That will make your life happy. You'll find satisfaction. You'll find goodness. You'll find fulfillment. Hey, if you will do this, if you will long for God, long for God's power, long for the house of God, long for the Word of God, we can eliminate most of your depression. You long for things that don't satisfy, so what happens, you chase after them, you get a little bit of it, or you don't get a little bit of it, but you find yourself depressed, you find yourself unfinished, you find yourself still seeking, you find yourself still hungry. I'll tell you, you chase after God, He will meet the need, He will meet that passion, that longing. When we finally got to the buffet, I don't know that everybody ever would have known it. I think I was the happiest man in the house. I was so happy to be there. I it was just so fulfilling. I enjoyed every bite. Now, here's a bad thing. I couldn't eat as much as what I wanted because my stomach had shrunk so much. But it was good just to be at a place where there was more than what I could ever need. And I'm going to tell you something. You get close to God, you'll find out you can't even take in everything He has to offer, and He will provide more than what you will ever need beyond your wildest dreams. God will provide. But you got to long for the right things. David longed for God. David longed for the power of God. David longed for the church of God. David longed for the word of God. We may choose that for which we will long. You pick what you want to long for. Somebody else picks what they want to long for. But I'm going to tell you, you better long for what God recommends, because that's where you're going to find satisfaction in life. Not only that, David longed for God's direction in his life. Let me read this to you. Psalm 119, verse 20, it says, "My soul breaketh for the longing that he hath unto the unto thy judgments at all times." Judgments is God's way of making decisions. David longed to have God's decision-making used in his life. The average Christian today is a manipulator on the Scripture. They want to try to figure out a way to get what they want out of God. You're not supposed to be trying to figure out how to get what you want out of God. You're to figure out what God wants to get out of you. There are people under the sound of my voice, you'll do whatever you can to get whatever you want, and you can use the Scripture to do it, because you know how to you know how to pull that off. But I'm going to explain to you, you're not to be using the Scripture to get what you want. You're to be using the Scripture so God gets out of you what He wants out of you. But David said, "I long that the judgments of God would be found in my life." And he's not talking about God judging him. He's talking about using God's judgment in his life. David's heart was broken, and he had a deep desire that God would give him direction. Let me advise you. You want to make good decisions? Make all your decisions according to the Word of God. You say, "But preacher, let me tell you how I feel about it." That's where you get in trouble. How you feel about it. Now, you can feel any way you want, but in the end, you better do what God tells you to do. "Well, let me tell you what I think." Well, good. I'm glad you think, and I want you to think, and I want you to think on it all you can. But at some point, you better turn off your thinker and turn on God's thinker, because God's smarter than you. You say, "Well, let me tell you my opinion." Good. Tell me your opinion all you want to tell me. But at some point, you better set your opinion aside and find out what God's opinion is. That's the safest opinion in the world. David said, "I long for God's direction in my life. I want God's judgments to help me make the decisions of my life. I long for my mind to be guided by God's mind." Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." You and I, if you would long for God's direction in your life, you're going to find satisfaction. You can eliminate. Do you realize that if you'll just do what God would have you to do, don't do what you want to do, don't do what you think, don't do what your opinion is, you do what God wants you to do, you're going to eliminate a lot of your dissatisfaction in life. What we see here, the city's here, and it looks like they're going to try to fix our problem. I'm glad they're out there. Let's pray for them. Lord, help the knuckleheads. Amen. David said this, "There's some things that I long for. I long for God. I long for the power of God. I long for the house of God. I long for the word of God. I long for God's direction in my life." Do what he wants, not what you want, and you're going to find satisfaction in life. You know, God won't let you down, folks. Drugs will let you down. Alcohol will let you down. Sex will let you down. Money will let you down. The human race will let you down. God won't let you down. And so if you want to long the right thing, lasso God and pull him in. Lasso in the Word of God and pull it in. Lasso the church and pull it into yourself. And if you'll do that, you are going to find satisfaction. But I like this, and I'll finish with this point. David longed for reconciliation in his relationships. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse number 39, it says this, "And the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom." Absalom was David's son. The circumstances had separated them. David didn't want to have division between him and people in his family. Let me tell you something. Everybody in here, you ought to long for your relationships to be good relationships in life. You know why God spends so much time telling us, don't go hating people. Don't go despising people. Learn how to keep your mouth shut. Stop talking bad about people. Have a good attitude. Treat your enemy right. God spends so much time in the Scripture. You know why? God thinks you and I ought to long to have good relationships in life. I hate broken relationships. Look, if you're not right with someone, that ought to bother you. It ought to bother you. If there's anybody in the church family and you're not right with them, that ought to bother you. If you say, well, I've got a grudge. Somebody hurt me a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, and I have a problem with that. You know what you ought to do? You ought to get right with God and you ought to get that thing fixed. There shouldn't be distance. Now, I don't think that everybody in the church you ought to be bosom buddies with. I think you ought to be kind to everybody. I think you ought to love everybody. I don't think you ought to run around with everybody. Let me warn you, there are people in our church that you ought not run around with. Is that all okay? There's some people that don't love the Lord that much. But I'm going to tell you this. You shouldn't have animosity in your heart towards someone. You shouldn't have a hatred. I look out. You know, when you spend as much time doing what I do, people work, you look out. You can tell when somebody's jealous. We have people sitting under the sound of our voice. You struggle with jealousies. There are people that sit under the sound of my voice. You struggle. Somebody offended you a year ago, and you still let that bother you. Why don't you grow up and get right with God? Your problem is you don't long that your relationships have good, pure connection. You ought to long for that. Now, I have enemies that probably wouldn't spit on me if I were on fire, but I'll promise you this. I don't go around attacking them. I love them. I'd give them the shirt off my back. The problem is not me toward them. It's them toward me. But my part, I try to keep that right. And by the grace of God, I'll continue to do that. You ought to long for your relationships to be good. You're the kind of person that goes from church to church offending people, and then you got to go find a new crop so you can go offend them, and then you pack your duds and move someplace else. Maybe somewhere along the way, you ought to stop yourself and get yourself right with God and not be so offensive. You say, but everywhere I go, you just can't get along with those knuckleheads. You're the common denominator, sucker. Might be good for you to take a good long look. Yeah, I'm on my seventh job. Can't find any jobs. Those employers all out there, they're a bunch of idiots. You're the one on the seventh job. Maybe it's not the employer. Maybe it's you. We ought to long to have decent relationships in life. Did you know that you're to love your enemy? Now, I'm not saying run with your enemy. I'm not saying that at all. But you ought to love your enemy. David said that he longed to restore his relationship with Absalom. He wanted that. And you and I ought to long that our relationships be strong in life. I don't know of anybody on the face of this earth right now that I have anything against. I don't have any jealousy. I don't want somebody else's church. I don't want somebody else's congregation. I don't want somebody else's wife. I don't want somebody else's children. I don't want somebody else's money. I don't want your house. I don't want that. I have no desire. You know what I decided to do? I decided to want what I have. That makes you pretty happy because I've already got it. That means I'm fulfilled. But you go longing. You want more money. You want more house. You could be happy right where you're at. Your problem is not where you're at. It's what you are. That's what your problem is. You better long for the right things. By longing for the right things, those things will bring the satisfaction that you need. Long for God, that'll be fulfilling. Long for the power of God, that will be satisfying. Long for the house of God, you'll never go wrong. Long for the Word of God, it'll meet your every need. Long for God's direction in your life. Long for reconciliation in relationships. Some of you toss and you turn. You won't dare go to the family reunion. Can't get along with anybody. It's just constant turmoil in your relationships and everybody here. You ought to long for decent relationships in life. You ought to long. And if that would become your passion, your life would get a whole lot better. I can't make people like me, but I can make me to like people. I can't make people love me, but I can make me to love people. And I can't make you do anything. I can make me do my part. And if you will long for the personal responsibility to do what God wants you to do, you can do that. And you'll begin to find satisfaction and peace in your life. David, you go back to Job, and Job said, "Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for." Listen, long for the right thing. And if you will, you'll find fulfillment and you'll find peace in life. And the right thing will be found in what they long for in the Scripture. And I pointed a few of them out to you today. Listen, if you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would recommend you get saved. You may be chasing a lot of things in life, trying to figure out, where's happiness? What's life all about? Hey, there's a heaven and there's a hell. That's what life is all about. And you're going to go to one of the two. And the difference is what you do with Jesus Christ. He died for you, was buried for you, and resurrected for you. If you'll ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior, He'll save you, and you can be assured a place in heaven someday. Promise you, you long for Jesus, that'll straighten a whole lot of things out in your life. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed. For what do you long? You long for money? You long for fame? What do you long for? What's your passion? Boy, I remember how much I had a passion to finally get to Friday to eat. It'd be good if some of us would long for the Bible that way and long for prayers in our life that way and long for God that way and long for church that way. You long? What do you long for? You say, I just long to set my chair and relax. It'd be nice if God thought you long for Him that way. Do you have a passion for God? Are you one of the scriptural manipulators? You figure out a way to twist the scripture to get what you want? You ought to want God to get what God wants. Who here would say, Pastor, God spoke to my heart today. There's no doubt. I need to adjust some of my longings in life. And God has spoken to my heart about it. Would you raise your hand and let God see your hand? I need to adjust some of my longings so I can get some of the fulfillment that I need. And you may put those hands down. Are you saved? If you died today, do you know for a fact you'd go to heaven? You say, I don't know that I'm saved. I don't know that I'm going to heaven. Pray for me. I don't know that if I died today, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me that I would be saved. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me, Pastor. I don't know that I'm saved. Good, I see a hand. Someone else, you say, I don't know for a fact that I'm saved. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, that's what we're going to do. In a moment, I'm going to signal the pianist. She's going to begin to play, and we're going to stand. If you need to be saved, you come. If you've been saved and you've been baptized, you need to join the church, you come. If you say, you know, I need to adjust my longings. I've been longing a bunch of things, but they're not bringing satisfaction. Maybe if I'll start longing the right things, I can find the satisfaction I seek in life. Pastor, I need to long for church. Pastor, I need to long for the Word of God. Pastor, I need to long for the power of God on my life. I need to long for God's direction in my life. I need to long for reconciliation of my relationships of life. Rather than make them worse, I need to want to make them better. I need to long. Some of you need to come down here and get on your knees and just say, God, I need to adjust some of my longings so I can long the right things. Lasso them. Pull those things into me. Make them a part of me. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need the altar? For what do you long? What is your passion? If some of you longed for your Bible like you long to check your text or you long to check your email, you get closer to God. If some of you longed for church like you long to watch a baseball game, maybe you do better in life. What is your passion? Job said, oh, that I might have my request and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Sometimes God can't grant you what you long for because you long for the wrong thing. But if you'll long for God, He'll give you that. That'll be fulfillment. You long for the power of God, He could give you that. That'll bring fulfillment. You long for the house of God, that'll bring you fulfillment. The Word of God, that'll bring you fulfillment. You long for God to direct your life. Boy, that'll bring satisfaction. You long for reconciliation in your relationships. But that'll bring peace. That'll bring some calm to your life. For what do you long? What is your passion? What does your spiritual stomach growl for, to where you can't wait for the spiritual buffet to arrive so you can be satisfied? What's your life all about? One more time through the song, and then we'll conclude the invitation. One more time, Mrs. Young. Thank you. And folks, go ahead and have a seat there. It will only take us but a moment here. Alex Martinez. Alex, if you'll stand up there. Alex is 7, and today in Children's Church, he realized he needed to ask Jesus to be his Savior, and he did so. Tripp, if you would stand up. Tripp also realized he wanted Jesus to take him to heaven someday, and so he asked Jesus to come into his heart. That's good. And then Caleb Seavey, if you'll stand up. Caleb has been saved. He has been baptized. He wants to get more deeply involved here at our church. And Caleb today is presenting himself as a member wanting to join Twin Rivers Baptist Church. So God bless you, Caleb. That's exciting. Folks, let me explain. The Bible teaches you get saved, you get baptized, you join the church. That's just God's process. So we're not going to change it. And I tell you what you do. If you join, there's so many things available. Now, there's a lot available to you if you don't join. For instance, you can be a soul winner and go out and turn the world upside down for Jesus Christ and bring thousands of visitors to church. But if you want to do more than that, there's a lot of things that we'll want you to get involved in around the church, and membership will help you to accomplish some of that. So thank you, Caleb. Thank you for coming.